Hey, welcome to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane, and there's usually Max. He usually says, my name is Max, and something snappy, something funny. So I'll say it for him. His name is Max, and he's staring at the wall. So he might just stare at the wall this whole episode. Actually, he's not here. He'll be back. It's just me on today's episode. But let me clear my throat here. Don't worry, we still got plenty of stuff to talk about today. It's the podcast about nothing that makes you think of something. Let's get our sponsors out of the way. Our first sponsor is Black Label Supplements, blacklabelsupplements.com. If you are into health and fitness and you need your whey protein, creatine, pre-workout, anything like that, go to blacklabelsupplements.com and use code SHANE15 at checkout and save yourself some money. Get all your supplement needs. That, again, is blacklabelsupplements.com. Our second sponsor is Mind Grinder Coffee, mindgrindercoffee.com. $15 for a 16-ounce bag. We ship anywhere in the United States. So, yeah, we even do local delivery now. So if you're local, you know, North Bay, California, Santa Rosa, Roner Park, that area, we do local deliveries. MindGrinderCoffee.com. If you buy two bags, use code FREESHIPPING24 at checkout, and you'll get free shipping. And we also have Keurig cups. So those are our sponsors for this episode. And yeah, sometimes it's good. I was thinking about this. Sometimes it's good to slow down just a little bit, right, and reflect on some small things that drive us crazy, if you know what I'm talking about. This might be a little different of an episode. I've never done a solo episode before. But today, we're going to chat about something I think we could all relate to. Those small frustrations in life that, while they're not exactly life-altering, they can really mess up your day, man. And one of the most annoying ones happened to me, at least to me, happened to me last Saturday, and it's batteries. Not last Saturday, it was a couple Saturdays, I want to say. I'm sure you've been there, right? You need batteries or whatever for something important. And when the time comes, they're nowhere to be found. I had this thing happen to me last Saturday, man. Not last Saturday, again, probably a couple Saturdays ago. I had this thing happen. I was going to watch this game. I really like college football right now. Like, I don't have a team. I have like four teams that I like watching, right? One of the teams I like watching was going to be on. And the remote for my TV wasn't going to work. I tried it. It didn't work. Game was going to start at like 12:30 or whatever. And at this time, it was like, I don't know, it was probably like 9 o'clock in the morning or whatever. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'll go to the gym. I'll go swing by the store. But before I leave, let me check the house and see if there's any batteries. And so, I went all over the house. I wasn't able to find any batteries. And not this particular kind of batteries, or those little small AAA batteries. I found a couple big DC batteries. I don't know who uses those, but we had those. I found some AAA, some AA batteries, a whole bunch of AA batteries. But I didn't need any of those, right? Like, I didn't need those. I needed the AAAs, the fucking small ones, for this goddamn remote. And they were nowhere to be found. And so I was like, okay, well, it's early enough. I'll go to the gym, and then I'll go to the store. And it's just one of those things where it's just like started to really mess with me. Like, I got to the gym, I did my workout, and they have a seat, and I was just starting to think about it, man. I was like they just disappeared. Because I knew I had bought AAA batteries before, right? I knew I had bought AAA batteries probably, I probably bought them like 3 months ago. In reality, I probably bought them like a year ago, and I probably already used them. And, you know, I was probably sitting there thinking, like, in using the remote during the week, I knew it was kind of dying, and I was probably like, you know, I should replace these batteries soon. But I didn't really think about it. But I'm working out, and it's just in my head, man. It's just going, like, fucking batteries. Goddamn batteries. And it's like, I finished the workout, and I'm not gonna manually change the channel. My TV's not set up for changing the channel manually. I could watch the game on my phone with an app, but I don't like watching the game on my phone. I especially like football. I don't like watching football on my phone. I like watching football on a TV, like the way it's meant to be watched. So I'm not gonna manually change it. that's not going to work. Luckily, it wasn't raining. It wasn't snowing or anything. So going to the store seemed like the best idea right after I got to work out. But the weird part about this was during the workout, it was just in my head, right? Just fucking getting annoyed about this whole battery situation. And it was just so annoying. And it's not just like the remote, right? It could be anything around the house. Like, you need batteries for anything, right? The wireless mouse, alarm clock, the kitchen scale, whatever stuff you haven't used in months. But what do you need the AAA batteries for? They don't get used a lot, right? Or do they? I don't know. At least the remote I have for my TV, I need the AAA batteries, right? So I finally go to the store, right, after I get done working out. And like I said, this has been bothering me like pretty much all day at this point. They have the batteries behind a fucking glass. Like, and you got to ring a buzzer to have somebody come over and fucking help you get the batteries. Like, you can't just open the thing yourself and get the batteries yourself. You have to ring this fucking buzzer at the store and pay $35 for some batteries. I know you're saying you should have ordered them online. Well, Amazon wasn't going to deliver it by the time I got there, right? So I'm at the store, I ring this little buzzer, and it says customer needs help at batteries. I sat there for literally, I don't know, man. I think I sat there for probably a good 5 minutes with this light flashing and somebody telling me, and like people walking by me and looking at me. Like, why doesn't that guy just order batteries on Amazon? And it's like, this whole thing is starting to pile up at this point, right? It's like 12:30 by this point, 1 o'clock maybe. The game's already going, right? I'm fucking annoyed at this point, like seriously annoyed. Finally, this kid comes over, opens the little thing. I say, I need the AAA batteries. He grabs the AA's. I say, no, the AAA's. And then he grabs the big batteries. When I tell you this thing is getting out of hand, it's getting out of hand. He finally grabs the AAA batteries, the right ones, and then he tells me this. He tells me, hey, there's a buy two, get one free thing on the batteries. You never know when you're going to need them. Like, he doesn't know that I just spent all this time thinking about these batteries, all this time before I went to the gym looking for batteries, all this time standing here in front of this little fucking thing, reading the little sign that says, buy two, get three free, get buy two and get one free on the batteries or whatever it was. I was like, you know what? I think I might do that because I don't want to go through this again, right? So I have three packs, AAA batteries. In hindsight, I should have probably gotten the AA's and the big ones, but I just got the AAA's. So I don't have to go through this again. I get up to the register, fucking annoyed at this point, right? I get up to the register and it's fucking $65 or something like that. $65-$70 for like, it was two, get one free. It was like $60 for the three packs of batteries. It's a fucking criminal, man. Not only do you have, I could have got them online and I should have probably earlier in the week when I was like sitting there watching TV and the fucking remote was dying. I should have been like, you know what? I should probably order some batteries right now. I should probably just order some batteries and just get this whole thing taken care of. Just get it out of the way, right? It's the kind of problem that makes you feel like it's small and trivial, but it's not like, and it's the epitome of like first world problems, right? I get it. It just kind of derailed the day for like no good reason. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of, like, my whole day was just spent doing this thing, running these errands for this battery, doing these scenes to try to get these batteries, and this frustration is like building up. It's starting to pile up. You know what I mean? And I was getting really annoyed. I just want to go home and watch the game, right? Not only that, it took me an extra 10 minutes in this line to get through this line. And it's way more stressful than it needed to be. Like I said earlier, I should have probably just ordered them online when I was just like, man, you know what? I should probably get some batteries. And I didn't do it. And I'm dealing with this thing on a Saturday where all I really want to do is watch this fucking game, right? And I finally, like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, this whole thing started in the morning, mind you. I finally got home. I put the batteries in the remote. Yes, they worked, right? I know what you're thinking. You're probably sitting there thinking, they were the wrong batteries. You needed the AA battery. Nope. I knew what batteries to get, right? I know what batteries to get. I know how to put them in. I could read the little sign that says, you know, positive, negative, negative, positive, or whatever. I know how to do all that. I'm a grown-ass man. It's just, I turn on the game, and it's a blowout. Beginning in the second quarter, it's like 30-something to nothing, right? And it's like, at this point, it's not even worth watching. Like, I really wanted to watch the game from the beginning so I could get to the blowout part and be like, oh, they're blowing them out. It's no big deal. You just, I know you're sitting there thinking there's other options, right? But I wanted to point something out. It's these small things that pile up, right? I wanted to touch on this. This is what I was thinking. Because we could let these small, tiny things in life take up more space in our heads than they should, right? Like, this whole thing took way too much space up in my head, right? Like, dealing with work, family, and in general. And that stuff's not a big deal. Like, I could remember times in my life where, like, I had really shitty days, right? Lost a job, lost a girlfriend, whatever. That should kind of, I could kind of let it go in a day, and it doesn't really bother me, right? And yet it's something like the TV remote, right? That fucking takes up all this time and all this space up in my head, and it pushes me to the edge, and I just want to know what's with that, right? What's the deal with that, right? That's the thing that was going to draw me over, right? That's the thing that's going to draw me over to the edge is the fucking batteries. It's like all this stuff. It's like this. I had a friend of mine that used to say, like, he could go through pretty much anything, but it's the day that his shoelace breaks that he fucking loses it, right? And I get it with the battery situation, right? I, like, my week wasn't bad or anything. Like, I had a pretty good week, right? It was just this battery thing took up almost all my Saturday. Luckily, you know, maybe I'll get to the happy ending in a minute. Because I feel like this could be a kind of a thing that we do from now on. If Max can't make it, maybe I do these little learn something kind of episodes. If you guys like it, leave a comment down below and let me know if I should do these. Because there's something to be learned here, right? Like, why do the small things bother us so much, right? I think it's part that we don't expect that stuff to go wrong, right? It's one thing when you're dealing with big challenges like your health or financial stress, or like I said, you know, you go through fucking, you get fired, or you fucking, your girlfriend or your boyfriend, your partner breaks up with you, whatever it is, right? And you could prepare for those things mentally, sort of, right? You could kind of prepare, like, you kind of know the signs that you're going to get fired, right? You kind of know. It's not just out of the blue, you walk into your work one day and you're fired. You kind of been fucking up for a while, right? You kind of know in a relationship when it's going to end, right? You kind of know you've been holding on for too long. You know it's going to suck, but you got to do it, right? You got to break up, right? I mean, financial stuff, you know when you're broke. You know when you got no money in your account, right? You know when the account reads zero, when it's negative. You could kind of prepare for that stuff mentally, right? You could kind of be like, okay, this is what I'm going to go through. This, I got to get through this, right? But when you can't find a battery or your fucking shoelace breaks, it feels like you're blindsided by the universe. Like, it's just really, really, this is what I have to deal with right now. And that's like what I felt that day, right? That's what I felt on Saturday. Like, I got to deal with this right now. Like, all I want to do is I want to go work out. I want to fucking come home and watch some college football. And it just got out of hand. And more so, I think, I think more so that it just got out of hand in my fucking head, right? In my head, it became a much more bigger deal than it needed to be, right? And that's where the frustrating part came in. And you know what? I was thinking about this today, right? I was thinking about this. I got this little story, and I'm going to wrap it up, I think. I'm going to keep these episodes short, 20 minutes. If I can, right? We've done this podcast for a long fucking time. I think we started doing YouTube videos probably back in 2015. We started doing just audio podcasts probably in 2018, somewhere in there, maybe 2017. I know it was before the big pandemic. And I've never done a solo episode, right? I've never done an episode by myself. And I was getting ready to record this episode, and the recorder I use a Zoom PodTrack 4, and it just stopped working. And it wasn't batteries this time. I thought it was the batteries. And I checked the batteries, and I'm like, I'm going to do an episode talking about this fucking issue I had with batteries. And the batteries in my fucking recorder for this podcast episode just stopped working. And luckily for you, and luckily for me, it wasn't the batteries. It was the fact that I had the thing plugged in the wrong input. But it took me a good 10 minutes, 15 minutes before I recorded this. And then I was like, maybe I shouldn't do a solo episode. Maybe I shouldn't do an episode. Maybe this is the universe telling me I shouldn't do an episode by myself. And yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I got to fucking figure out if I could do this on my own or not. If I could fucking pull the shit out and do an episode on my own, and we get an episode out before Max comes back, and then everything's good, right? And I could do these kind of more thought-provoking episodes where we learn a little something, right? We don't expect things to go wrong. Again, we don't expect things to go wrong. Like batteries or breaking a shoelace. You don't expect that shit to go wrong. And it becomes much more challenging to deal with that than expecting when you know it's coming, when you know something's happening. I think that's the moral that I'm going to go with on this story to recap it, is that it's not just batteries, man. It's life. Like, you don't know when life is going to go wrong, but if you know how to handle it when it does, you're going to be all right. And I think with that, I'm going to wrap this episode up. It's been fun. If you guys like this, you know, leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Let me know if I should keep doing solo, do these solo thought-provoking things. Because these could be cool. I could do these when Max is out of town, or I could do these when there's nobody else around. I could just hop on here and do a quick 20-minute episode about something other than nothing. These could be the episodes that make you think about something. Anyway, until next time, don't be a dick.